glory to God, and it has your name on it. Amen. Would you claim it on tonight? Amen. All you got to do is claim it. Claim it. Claim it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we welcome you. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. No matter how you're listening on tonight, we just give God thanks for you. We always like to acknowledge all of our listeners. Amen, Jesus. Each and every one of you. Glory to God. We welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. We just give God thanks. We give him praise on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Just thanking him for all that he's done. Thanking him for who he is. Glory be to God. Amen. He's the Savior of the whole world. Amen, Jesus. For God so loved us that he gave his life. Amen. He gave his life that we might live and have a right to the tree of life. Amen. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight for each and every one of you, people of God. We just bless God for you. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come on in. Come on in. Glory be to God. Come on in to the Prayer News Network Global. Prayer News Network Global. Amen. The Lord has expanded this line, amen, into so many countries, and we're so very grateful for that. Amen. We always like to take a moment to acknowledge our international listeners. Amen. But as well, thanking God for all of our listeners, whether you're listening from the continental U.S. or from the Isles of the Sea. Amen, Jesus, wherever you're listening from, amen, the Arctic, amen, it doesn't matter, amen. We're just grateful that you have decided to come and be with us, amen. So whether you're listening tonight, amen, from South Africa or from the Philippines or from Lebanon or France on tonight or Spain, glory to God, we say welcome, amen. Whether you're listening from the UK or Canada, or Bermuda, Brazil, China, Tortola, Nassau, Bahamas, amen, Uganda, amen, Nigeria, amen. Glory be to God. Wherever you're listening from on tonight, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us on tonight. Amen. We thank God for you. Glory to God. Truly, the Lord has been doing some awesome things here on the Prayer News Network, and we're so grateful that you have come, amen, to just, amen, be a part of what God is doing. Yes, God is doing some awesome things on this line, amen. He's saving. He's setting free. He's bringing deliverance, amen. He's setting houses in order, setting his people in order. Glory be to God, transforming minds. Yes. Glory be God, touching and restoring hearts. Amen. Broken hearts. Glory to God. Healing, bringing up out of the bed of affliction. So we thank God on tonight. Amen. Because he's doing all of that. Amen. And we already know that wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. Wherever his Spirit is, glory be to God. Amen. Makes every crooked place straight. So we thank God on tonight, amen, for his divine correction, for his divine order, amen. We're thanking him, glory to God, for ordering us this way, amen. We thank God on tonight, amen, for again, for each and every one of you. Go ahead and come on in, people of God, come in, glory to God, and just if you would, go ahead and text a couple of people. Text a couple of people on tonight and tell them to come on in. Amen. Tell them to come on in. Amen, Jesus. Tell them to come on in. God has a blessing on tonight. Amen. God has a blessing on tonight. Amen. Bringing a man of God back with us on tonight. Amen. Bishop Lewis Marshall. We thank the Lord. Amen, for the man of God on tonight. Amen. We bless him. We bless him, glory to God, for surely there is a word from the Lord. And we thank God for that on tonight. We just want to let you know, people of God, whether you are listening, glory to God, via calling in on tonight, we thank God for you. We want to let you know that this is a recorded line and that you can certainly get a copy of the broadcast afterwards. And people of God, listen, it is absolutely free. Amen. All you need to do is text us and let us know, and we will certainly, certainly get a copy right to your phone. Amen. So you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen. Again, it's absolutely free. Glory be to God. Amen. We'll give you those numbers after the broadcast, the numbers that you can text. Glory to God, the numbers that you can text and get your copy sent directly to your phone. Amen. Again, we say it's free, people of God, but we only ask one thing. We humbly ask one thing, that you will send it out to someone else. Send it and bless someone else. Amen. Send it and bless someone else. Amen. That's all we ask. Amen. And we do that in the utmost humility. Amen, Jesus, because listen, people of God, we're not selfish. But we want others to be blessed as well. Amen. So if you will, once you get your copy of the broadcast, go ahead and send it out to a couple other people so that they can as well be blessed. Amen. We thank God on tonight. Amen. Just want to thank God for my leaders on tonight. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. But first and foremost, amen to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Amen. I just thank the Lord. Amen. Glory to God for him being who he is. Glory be to God. I thank him on tonight. Amen. For he yet lives. And because he lives, people of God, we live. And I give God thanks and I give God praise for that on tonight. Amen. Because, glory to God, when I was yet in my sin, when I was polluted in my sin, I thank God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that one day the Lord looked upon me and he said, live. Glory be to God. He said, live. Hallelujah. And at his command, glory be to God, I thank him, amen, that he saved me and sanctified me and filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And that, amen, with the mighty burning fire. Glory to God. It is with that fire, amen, that burns up everything that's not like him, amen, glory to God, shaping me, shaping and conforming me, glory be to God, to the image of him, amen, God Almighty. And I thank God on tonight, glory to God, I boast in him on tonight, not of myself, glory be to God, hallelujah. I'm telling you, people of God, I love and I appreciate him so much, amen. Thanking the Lord for him so much on tonight. Thanking the Lord, glory to God, for my leaders on tonight. Amen. The late apostle, Dr. S.B. James, thanking God for him. Thanking the Lord, amen, for Mother James, Brother Carrie James, and thanking the Lord for our senior apostle, glory be to God, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and amen, his first lady and the people of God, amen, the body of Christ there in Trinidad. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina, amen, thanking him for him, amen, his first lady and the body of Christ there in Gainesville. Thanking the Lord tonight for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor Sr., glory to God, Shepherd Mother Taylor on tonight, amen, and for the bodies of Christ, amen, in his jurisdiction, amen. So we give God thanks, we give God praise on tonight. Glory to God. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, amen. Thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord, amen. Glory be to God. There's an old song that I feel rising up in my spirit, amen, that says, I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. Hallelujah. Had it not been for Jesus, where would I be? I'm so glad that the Lord saved me. I just all of a sudden just got declared glad. Amen. I just got a quickening in my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. When I begin to think of the goodness of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. People of God, it don't take but a thought. Amen. Glory to God. Thinking on him. Thinking of how, amen, he saved us. Thinking, glory to God, how he rescued us just in the nick of time. Amen. The enemy had a nasty trap set for so many of us. Amen. Glory be to God. But I thank God on tonight, amen, that he steadied my feet. Amen. And he guarded my heart. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank God on the night. I glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, people of God, the saints of God used to say, I just thought myself happy. I just thought myself, amen, right there into the presence of the Lord, thinking of his goodness, glory to God, thinking of his grace, people of God. We don't have to think long. We don't have to think hard, amen, glory to God. But when we think of where we could have been, where we should have been, when we think, glory be to God, amen, the many traps that the enemy had set for us, glory to God, but the Lord didn't allow our feet to be entangled, amen, glory be to God. I tell you, that make you happy. That make you right happy. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Thanking him. Thanking him on tonight, glory to God, for all he's done. All, listen, the Lord is about to do some mighty things on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we want you to just sit down. Amen. Glory to God. Whether you're listening by, amen, Facebook on tonight, we want to tell all of our Facebook listeners, glory be to God. Welcome. We want to welcome you on tonight. Amen. We want to tell you to go ahead, get your pen, get your paper. Glory to God. Get you something to write on. Amen. Glory to God, because you want to take something away with you. Amen. Glory be to God. I always encourage people, get you something to write on. Get you a journal. Amen. If only you jot down the scriptures, jot them down, go back and look at them. Glory be to God. And if you don't have time to go back and look at them, listen, just get the broadcast. We'll send it to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Whether you're listening on tonight via radio on tonight, we just thank God for you. Amen. Our several listeners, amen, that are just all over the world, we bless God for you on tonight. We know that you have surely come to hear a word from the Lord on tonight. And we thank God for you and you and you on tonight. Amen. Jesus, as we prepare, glory be to God, to bless the line on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God for us before our speaker comes on. Amen, Jesus. We're going to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel, amen, if he would come and sanctify the line for us on tonight. Glory be to God. If he would come and sanctify the line. Sanctify the line for us on tonight. Glory be to God. We would be so grateful. Amen, Jesus. If he's available, amen. Just come on over to the platform side. Amen, Jesus, if you would, on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. If you would. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. He may not be available. Amen, Jesus. Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's okay. Amen, Jesus. Well, we're going to get ready to go forth, people of God, go forth in the name of Jesus on tonight. Glory be to God. And we want you to prepare your hearts and prepare your minds on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us get ready to go into his presence on tonight. Amen. Let us get ready, amen, to go into the presence of the Lord on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Let us get ready to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen.
The recording has started.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On tonight, people of God, we want you to just begin to bless the Lord on tonight. Begin to bless him. Glory be to God. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Just begin to bless him on tonight. Glory be to God. Just begin to love on him. Just begin to, glory to God, love on him as only you can on tonight. Glory to God. Tell him something, amen. Tell him how much you appreciate him on tonight. Glory be to God. Tell him how great he is on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah for his goodness, for his grace, amen. Glory be to God for his divine protection. Glory to God. Just begin to tell him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell him who he is to you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you. Glory be to God. Thank you, Sahaya. Glory be to God. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise on tonight. We bless you on tonight. Glory to God. We bless you tonight for your goodness. We're blessing you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah, for your holy, Glory be to God. You're so holy. And we thank you on tonight. We bless you on tonight. We bless you, glory to God, for your grace. We're blessing you, glory to God, for your goodness on this night. We thank you tonight. Father, we thank you tonight for you've been good unto us. And we bless your holy name. We bless your name on tonight, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're blessing you for your divine protection. For you protected us all day long and all night long as we slumbered. And we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. For you kept us from the hand and the plan of the enemy. And for this, we just want to thank you. For this, we just want to praise you. Glory to God. We come tonight to praise you. We come to lift you up. We come on tonight, oh God, to exalt your name. Glory be to God. For you're great and you're greatly to be praised. You are great and you're greatly to be praised in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on today. We're asking that you will look upon each and every one of us. Look upon us tonight. Look upon this line tonight, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. For you know each and every one name by name. For you know the very hairs upon our head. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for you. Hallelujah. We're fearfully and we're wonderfully made. We thank you on tonight, glory to God, for we are your people and the sheep of your pastor. And we come on tonight, glory to God, just to, hallelujah, just to bless you one more time. We come on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, we're coming on tonight, bringing thanksgiving, bringing offerings on tonight, offerings of praise on tonight, offering, oh God, hallelujah, with the fruit of our lips, we're coming on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus, we're coming on tonight, glory be to God, hallelujah, not with our own intentions on tonight, but Father, we're asking you, glory to God, to cause thy will be done on tonight. Thy will and thy will alone. Father, we say, have your way on tonight. Have your way in the midst of us, oh God. Have your way, glory be to God, in the precious name, Ayah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, have your way on tonight. Father, do as you will. Do as you will on tonight. We're asking that you will speak to now, huh? Speak to each and every one of us, glory to God. Speak to our hearts, oh God. Speak to our minds. Transform our minds, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. In the precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to do it yet again. We're asking you to touch tonight. We're asking you to heal tonight. We're asking you to deliver on tonight. Save on tonight. Glory be to God. Save, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, save. Glory be to God. Save your people on tonight. Save. Glory be to God. Save from sin. Save from situations, oh God, in the precious name, Jesus. Father, we're asking that you do it on tonight. We're asking that you will heal on tonight. Heal your people. Glory to God. Heal on tonight. Glory to God. Heal the Barabosa. Heal the bodies on tonight. Heal, glory be to God. Touch inside of the Mosa. Oh God, touch on tonight. Touch and restore souls on tonight. Glory be to God. Those that are hurting, those that are weary on tonight. We're asking you, glory to God, for just one more touch in that precious name, Jesus. Glory to God, for you're the healing balm. You're the healing balm of Gilead. And we're asking, glory to God. Hallelujah. All over the land. Glory to God. Nation to nation, glory to God, from state to state, from country to country, oh God, from continent to continent on tonight. We're asking you to move by your spirit, move by your anointing on tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to hear the cries of your people. Bow down thine ear on tonight. In the name of Jesus, oh Father, bow down. Oh God, bow down thine ear. In the name of Jesus, in the whole blood of Ahosha. Oh God, hear the very cries. Hear the very cries of the heart. Hear the secret cries on the night. In the name of Jesus, hear the secret. Oh God, hear the calls on the night. Hear the whispers on the night. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. And Father, we're asking you to move on tonight. Move on tonight. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Breathe upon us again. In the name of Osha. In the name of Jesus. Move yet again, oh God. In the name it on tonight. We ask it on tonight. Go, Boshe. Oh, God, those that sit in darkness on tonight, cause your light to shine. Cause your light, oh, God. Cause your light to shine. Glory be to God. For you've already established the way out unto your people. Oh, God, we're asking you all tonight to move on the dark places of the mind. Remove Abba Mahaya. Move, oh, God, in the recesses of the mind. Glory to God. Cause us, oh, God, to take on your mind. Take on your mind. Hey, glory to God. Take on your mind. Father, transform minds on tonight. Glory be to God. Do it tonight. Oh, God, but we know that there's nothing too hard for you. There's no situation too hard for you. There's no circumstance that's too hard for you. We know, oh, God, hallelujah, oh, God, that you're able to do all things. You're able to do all things. You're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. Father, it's according to the power that working within us. And we'll thank you all tonight. Thank you for endowing us on tonight. Thank you for your precious gift. Oh, God, the Holy Ghost, we tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. In the head, Moshe, in that precious name, oh, God. Father, we're thanking you for answering. We're thanking you for making every crooked place straight. Father, we thank you tonight. Thank you yet again for your great salvation. Thank you for the lifting on tonight. Thank you, glory to God. Thank you for the lifting on tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering on tonight. Oh, God, the fainting heart cry. Father, we're asking that you would move on tonight. Move on this line. Move, glory to God. Move, move on this line. Move tonight. Oh, God, move upon your speaker tonight. Move upon him and breathe upon him, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Breathe upon your manservant on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus, we thank you for the prepared word on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight, and we receive it, oh, God, in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you tonight for your choice anointing. We thank you for your glory on tonight. Again, Father, we said, do what you will. Do what you will, Father, now in the midst of us. Glory be to God. Bless us on tonight, and we shall be blessed. Lift us, and we shall be lifted on tonight. Strengthen, and we shall be strengthened on tonight. Glory to God. Save, oh, God, you save your people. Oh, God, from the sins. Oh, God, from a broken world. And, Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you for touching bodies. We thank you yet again. We're thanking you for healing. We thank you for healing. Glory to God. Healing down in the very fibers of the body. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for victory on tonight. Sweet victory. We thank you on tonight. Gloria Mahaya. We thank you, oh, glory to God. We thank you for sweet victory on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Now, God, we're asking you, glory to God, to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, and we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. And for this, Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We do bind now the hand of the enemy. We bring his every work to naught in the precious name of Jesus. We're thanking you yet again for your precious Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we thank you tonight. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for the manifestation now. We do give you thanks. We do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for this day. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. In every heart on tonight, every heart on tonight, glory to God. Say amen, amen. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, glory be to God. Say amen. Glory be to God. Every heart on tonight, amen. Say amen, amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless the Lord yet again on tonight. Glory to God. We thank him for, amen, what he's about to do. Amen. Which is already done. Amen. In the midst of us. Glory to God. Amen. Truly, God is good. God is great. Amen. While the people of God, amen, are continuing to come in. Amen. Jesus, again, we just want to say thank you and welcome to the Prayer News Network. Thank you and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Prayer News Network on tonight. Amen. God bless you. We love you. We appreciate you. Amen. And tonight, people of God, we are just so grateful. Amen. Jesus, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to have, amen, a solo tonight. Amen. Before our speaker comes on. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Amen. Before he comes on tonight, amen, we want to ask our speaker, amen, to go ahead and press star 6, amen, so that we can make sure, amen, Bishop, that you're, amen, already positioned on the platform side, amen. Glory be to God, amen. Let's see if we make sure that we got you over. Amen. There you are. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you on tonight. Amen. People of God, amen, we want to go ahead and introduce our speaker tonight, amen. And right before he comes, amen, we're going to have, amen, a solo on tonight, amen, by my granddaughter, amen, Jesus, working the gift, amen, that is within her on tonight, amen. She's going to grace us, amen, with the solo on tonight. And people of God, amen, our speaker on tonight, amen, he's been with us several times, glory be to God, several times, and we thank God for this man of God, amen, that he is, amen, allowed time, amen, made time to come and be with us again, amen, Jesus, coming all the way from Jacksonville, Florida, on tonight, glory be to God, by way of Victory Temple Church of God, amen, our speaker on tonight, amen, delivering the word, amen, on tonight, is none other than Bishop Lewis Marshall. Amen. So before Bishop comes, amen, we're going to have, amen, a solo, amen, by Anaya on tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. And right after the solo, amen, the man of God will take the platform. God bless you, people of God.
Hi. Praise the Lord, everybody. Singing Take Me to the King by Chandler Mann. Yeah. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is starting to pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is I'm tired. All of sins are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what is left to do. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Mm-mm. One touch will change my life. Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is starting to pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King. Truth is a sign. Stop playing these games. We need a leader for the people's pain. So Lord, take one now, let it fall like rain. Oh yeah, we'll stay free, we'll change the night to you. Oh, oh, no rules, no religion. I made my decision to run to you, the healing that I need. save me through the King. I do not love to be. My heart is trying to be sick. It's my offering. Take me to the King. 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 I don't have much to bring. My heart is hurting. God, to take my love is my offering. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for the song coming. Amen. From Anaya. Amen. Take me to the King. We're so grateful tonight in due respect to God who's head of our life and to our president in Northern District Overseer, Pastor Jackson. Amen. And to our General Church Mother, Mother Tyler, First Lady of the Southern District, Mother Janice Marshall, and also to Evangelist Bradley on tonight. Everyone that's on the line, we're grateful once again to be able to come into your midst even by, amen, teleconference tonight. We're grateful. We thank God for his goodness and for his mercy. Amen. At this time, we're going, amen, to offer word of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank you for mercy and we thank you for grace. We thank you for salvation through the blood of Jesus. We ask that you send your word on tonight, send down anointing, and destroy every yoke in these last and evil days, your will and your way. Lord Jesus, have your way in our life. Touch and strengthen the body and the soul, that we may declare thy word continuously. We ask in these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank God for his continuous love toward us and for all that God has done. From whence God has brought us, how the Lord have allowed us to see another day. It's no goodness of ours tonight, but it's by God's grace, and I'm grateful tonight. If you would, we're going to call your attention to the word of God from the book of Amos, the 8th chapter. Once again, that's Amos, the 8th chapter. And we're going to begin around the 9th verse. That's Amos 8 and the 9th verse. We're going to begin there.
And it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord God, that I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in the clear day.
Yes.
And I will turn your feast into mourning, and all your songs into lamentation. And I will bring up sackcloth upon all lawns, and baldness upon every head. And I will make it as the mourning of any of an only son, and the end thereof as a bitter day. Behold, the day comes.
Behold, the day comes,
saith the Lord God, that I will send a famine in the land, not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. And they shall wander from sea to sea, and from the north even to the east. They shall run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord and shall not find it. In that day shall the fair virgins and young men faint for thirst.
Praise God. Thank God for the reading of his word. Sister by Mother Marshall. This book of Amos, the prophet, God used him in a mighty way, as he did with all the prophets. He was the prophet was a voice, God's voice unto the people. And we see today that God's voice, amen, coming basically many times through his word. Amen. Many times there are some prophets that, amen, God using today, amen, to bring forth his word and his warning, his deliverance, his strength, his encouragement. But tonight we want to speak from a subject of famine for the Word of God, for the Word of God. Seemingly, in these last days, excluding the year of 2020, things have been so plentiful on every side, so much different than 10, 15, 20 years ago, and so much so that people began to forget all about God. Amen. To take out time for it. Amen. Many times they would work during the week, many times Monday through Friday, and sometime on Saturday. But yet many would recognize God for Sunday. But we see as time has gotten crucial, shortages in the land for many people or jobs that they would desire, and they begin to just lose faith in God and become faint-hearted. So much so until Sunday is not recognized as the Lord's Day to many anymore. I want to tell you something that, amen, if God ain't in it, amen, it's not going to work. What do you mean, preacher? If God's not in your life, it's not going to work. If you're not seeking the face of God, it's not going to work. Amen. Wherein that my people basically rejecting God, put the Bibles down and allowing dust to accumulate on them, they have truly forgotten about the Word of God. But the prophet Amos, he could only do what God gave him to do. It wasn't his desire of his to become a prophet. Amen. Amos, he was basically content in being a herdsman, which his job was a dresser of sycamore tree. He was content doing that. But one songwriter said, but when the Lord get ready, you got to move.
Oh, yeah.
So God called him into this work.
Amen.
As a prophet. One of the minor prophets, but one of God's prophets.
Yes.
And so it was that his name even lets us know it meant burden, a burden bearer. And so Amos began to yield unto God.
Oh, yeah.
There are people that God is pricking in our heart today or tonight. He's breaking that heart up for them to turn from their ways and their doings and to follow him.
Amen.
But what are they doing? They're continuing to stay in the same situation that they're in. I believe one writer, a prophet, said, amend your ways and your doing.
Amen.
People are not striving to change for the better, to seek the face of God. Matter of fact, they're even taking the Word of God very, very lightly.
Amen.
And by so doing, amen, they find themselves in a state of confusion. No sense of direction. And so it is, they're trying to make it without the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You and I must understand, if Jesus ain't in it, once again, it's not going to work.
Amen.
We're talking about a famine for the Word of God.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. And when you look into that word famine, amen, it's an extremely shortage or lack of food. Severe hunger or starvation. Think about it. We're in a nation, basically as a nation, having plenty and much, but yet there are people naturally so going hungry right here in the United States.
Amen.
They're not all overseas in other countries, but right here in the United States. Amen. Sometimes people can make it few days without eating or drinking, and amen, without starvation setting in. But let us understand this. For that spiritual man, that inner man, that soul of mankind, you and I need the word of God. Yes. David declared and said, thy word have I hid in my heart,
yes,
that I might not sin against you.
Amen.
We're talking about a famine for the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Amen. You and I can, amen, put up and deal with situations of having shortages of some things in this life. Because, amen. But at the same time, when it comes to the word of God, we need the word.
Yes.
The word of God. We surely need it tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And so, amen, we find that, amen, people are lacking because they truly just have turned away from the word. They're not seeking the face of God, as Isaiah the prophet said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near.
Amen.
So let the wicked forsake his way.
Yes.
And then the unrighteous man his thought. They're not seeking the word of the way of Christ and the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
They're not trying to embrace the word of God. Do you not know the word is Jesus?
Amen.
Oh yes.
Amen.
The word is Jesus.
Jesus.
And if you don't take the word of God in, amen, how can you say, amen, that you have Jesus in your heart?
Amen.
Thank God for Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
How can you say you know him in the pardon of your sin?
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God.
How can you say, amen, that you know the Lord? Amen. In a day and a time like this.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. That
Thank
word,
God.
Amen, is important.
Oh, yeah.
The word of God is of great necessity.
Amen.
What some writers said, amen, taking it basically, and said, in the word of God,
yeah,
I got to hide and flee. Jonah thought he could get away. Just like a lot of people today or tonight, they think they can get away with their good deeds and, amen, all their good works and, amen, feeding the poor and all of this and assisting this way and assisting that way. All of those are some good deeds, but the Bible says in the book of Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, 8th verse, for by grace are ye saved through faith.
Yes.
That not of yourselves, but it is the gift of God.
Amen.
To God. Amen. All your good works is not going to get you in. He even declared to say, amen, all that say unto me, Lord, Lord, is not going to enter into the kingdom.
Yes.
It's just not going to happen. Amen. So it is. It's the word of God is necessary.
Oh, yeah.
There's a need for the word of God. Amen. I understand people get caught up, amen, in these last days of society and their ways and their doings. Amen. And they want to impress the people so much so, and they go away from the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. They get involved and wrapped up in poems, amen, trying to liberate a people that's bound.
Yes. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It's not going to happen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. It's not going to happen. Amen. Listen to what the word of God said.
St. John 1 and 1.
Uh-huh.
In the beginning was the word.
Wait a minute. How can you go anywhere without God? Without God's word. In the beginning
was the word.
Was the word. Uh-huh.
And the word was with God.
And the word. Wait a minute. Is the word in the beginning?
Yes. Was the word.
Was the word. In the beginning of creation.
Yes.
Jesus was there. Jesus is the word.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Uh-huh.
And the word was with God.
And the word was with God.
And the word was God.
And the word was God. Look at it. Uh-huh.
The same was in the beginning with God.
The same was in the beginning with God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Don't you know, amen, it's going to come a time the more, amen, that God going to call the prophets, call the preachers, the ministers, the evangelists, going to halt them from declaring,
yes,
or preaching the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
People going to desire to hear it,
mm-hmm,
but God's going to be there to seal the preacher up.
My Lord.
Shut the evangelist down.
Jesus.
Shut the prophet down. Glory be to God.
Amen.
People now are taking it for granted. And they're saying, well, people, they're always there on a Tuesday or Wednesday night talking about in the church service. Amen. They're going to always be there on a Friday night. We know where to find them on Sunday morning.
Mama.
We know where to find them on Sunday night or afternoon.
Amen.
But do you not know the time is going to come? Surely that time that knows now will soon know us no more.
Amen.
The time is going to come.
Yeah.
Preach going to be sealed up.
My Lord.
Shut down by God.
Amen.
Because the God of called, he's the one that's to be glorified.
Oh, yes. Amen. Thank you, Chief.
He's the one to be lifted up.
Yes, Lord.
And this is why it's so important today to get to know him if you don't know him.
Amen.
Amen. If you know him or profess to know him, as Paul the Apostle said, may know him.
Yes.
In the power of his resurrection and in the fellowship of his suffering.
Amen.
Being made conformable unto his death.
Amen.
I want to know him like that. Yes. Paul wasn't satisfied, amen, before God saved his name was Saul. He wasn't satisfied. That's why he tried to beat and bind God's people because the people of God had the authority and the righteousness of God.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Oh, yes.
Amen.
So what Saul did at the time was went and got a letter of authority to beat and to bind everyone that called upon the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Cast them into prison. But let me tell you something. When God started moving, amen, Paul, Saul at the time before his name was changed, he had to cry and said, Lord, who art thou?
Oh, yeah.
Jesus answered him back and said, I'm Jesus of Nazareth, whom thou persecutest.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for thee to kick against the prick. I want to say tonight to every soul, amen, that's not striving to do the will of God, and every soul that don't know him in the pardon of that sin, it's hard for you to kick against God.
Amen.
Kick against the prick.
Yes.
Kick against the word is hard.
Amen.
For you to do that.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
And the world was made by him.
And the world knew him not.
And the world knew him not. Talking about Jesus.
Yes.
Talking about Jesus. Let me tell you something. Amen. You and I, amen, except for fasting and praying and seeking the face of God, we can only make it so long without bread and water, amen, some nutrients, amen, that we may live. But we're not talking about the natural body now. We're talking about that spiritual man.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
That spiritual man. Glory to God.
Amen.
And the thing about it is, amen, God himself is recognized, even through the prophet Malachi. God's got a book of remembrance.
Oh, yeah.
That the, of those that speak often, one to another.
Amen.
Those that lifted up his name.
Mm-hmm.
Those that magnify. Amen. He's got a book of remembrance.
Yes.
But yet, he got a book of remembrance of those that have turned their backs on him. Turn away from even from their childhood. God's got that book of remembrance.
Yes.
Glory to God. And he surely remembers when others forget.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We're talking about a famine for the word of God.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. You see how much it was like a pressure on Amos to do the will of God. Of being a burden bearer. Amen. When this is on you, when the ministry is upon you.
Yes.
Amen. And you got a burden for souls. Hallelujah. You got to get the word, amen, out.
Amen.
You got to put it out there for the souls of men.
Amen.
You got to put it out there so no one would have a so-called excuse.
Amen.
You got to put it out there. Hallelujah. As Jesus, amen, requires us, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel unto every creature.
Amen.
Said he that believeth and is baptized, the same shall be saved.
Oh, yes.
Hallelujah. The importance of the word of God.
Yes.
But that's coming a shortage. Amen. People have stopped. Many have stopped. They don't have that burden for soul. And they have stopped. reaching out after souls of men.
Amen.
Oh, yes, they have.
Oh, yeah.
But that's between them and God.
Amen.
Amen. But as the songwriter said, I'm going to work until my day is done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to work until the setting of the sun. Surely there won't be no tomorrow. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. A famine for the word of God. Listen what God's word said.
He came unto his own.
He came unto his own.
And his own received him not.
Talking about Jesus, yeah?
Yes. But as many as received
him. But as many as received him.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
Even to them that believe on his name.
You see, that's the problem right now. People don't believe.
Yes.
Oh, yes. People don't believe like the Bible says.
Follow.
They believe enough to start going to church. That's a good thing. But they don't believe unto the saving of the soul to receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
God's indwelling spirit.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Holy. For the Bible says in the book of Romans, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwell in you,
yes,
it should also quicken your mortal body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. They don't believe to the saving of the soul. No. This is why people walk around slipping up, cursing, using vulgar language,
mm-hmm,
but naming the name of Christ. Somebody talk to me tonight.
Amen. Go ahead, please.
Hallelujah. This is why they're slipping up. Amen. Married. Amen. Giving outside of marriage. Come on, talk to me, somebody.
Go ahead.
Glory be to God. This is why they're slipping up and messing up.
Yes.
Amen. Going back to the old habit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Of drugs and alcohol.
My Lord.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Which were born not of blood.
Uh-huh.
Not of the will of the flesh.
Yes.
Nor of the will of man, but of God.
But of God. Come on.
And the word was made flesh.
The what? The what?
The word.
The word. We're talking about a shortage. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
That word is Jesus.
Yes.
And the Bible says it in the book of St. John. What?
And the word was made flesh.
And the word was made flesh.
And dwelt among us.
And dwelt among us.
And we beheld his glory.
We beheld his glory.
The glory as of the only begotten of the Father.
Glory be to God. Come on.
Full of grace and truth.
Full of grace and truth.
Amen.
The word of God is right.
Yes, it
this
is.
This is why the word got to be preached. Amen. Glory be to God. If you don't have Sunday school, the word got to be preached.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Tell Lord. God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. If you don't have, amen, youth service, the word got to be preached.
Amen.
If you don't have a missionary service, the word's got to be preached.
Oh, yes.
If you don't have a deacon's day, the word's got to be preached.
Amen.
That's Jesus.
Jesus. Yes.
Coming to the souls of men.
Amen.
Striving to knock at the door of their heart.
Yes.
This is Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to God.
Glory.
Trying to come in.
Amen.
He declared and said, if any man will hear my voice, amen, I stand at the door and knock.
Yes.
If any man will hear my voice, then me and my Father will come in and sup with him.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory be to God. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. John bear witness of him.
John bear witness of him.
And cried.
Uh-huh.
Saying.
Saying.
This was he of whom I spake.
Yes.
He that cometh after me.
He that cometh after me.
Is preferred before me.
Jesus, Jesus. Amen. John had heard it prophesied.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In the Old Testament, Moses declared and said, and the Lord your God shall raise up one on the order of myself. Hear ye him.
Yes.
Isaiah the prophet declared and said, amen, for unto us a child is born.
Amen.
And said a son is given.
Yes.
And said the
government
shall be upon his soul.
Glory.
They were talking about Jesus.
Amen.
They was talking about Jesus.
Jesus.
Glory be to God. I believe Isaiah the prophet looked a little further,
mm-hmm,
and he saw him as Emmanuel,
glory,
which being interpreted, God with us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
But then Ezekiel the prophet looked and saw him as a wheel,
yes,
in the middle of a wheel.
Thank you,
oh, my God. Thank you. Amen. Rolling down through Babylon.
Amen.
Tearing down the kingdoms of the world.
Yes.
That's why the gospel got to be preached to tear Satan's kingdom down.
Amen.
To destroy God and worship the devil.
Yes.
The word's got to be preached.
Amen.
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 As Paul the apostle told his son Timothy, said, preach the word.
Mm-hmm.
Preach the word.
Yes.
Be instant, in season, and out of season.
Amen.
With all long suffering and doctrine.
Yes.
Preach the word.
The word.
Don't
Amen.
Preach gossip. Don't preach about drama. But preach the word.
Oh, yes.
But God knows there's a famine. There's coming a famine for the word of God.
Amen.
Oh, there's
yes.
coming a famine for God's word.
Amen.
People are so busy entertaining people, amen, when they come into the midst of the church building. They're too busy entertaining them.
Yes.
Putting on shows. Come on, talk to me.
Amen.
Amen. Putting on all kind of shows.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of rallies.
Yes.
Amen. Rather than striving to bring the people to Christ.
Amen.
That ain't the place. The house of God is no theater.
Amen.
Glory be to God. We know the Bible says, no man cometh unto the Father but by me.
Yes.
And when the souls of men, hearts, are touched, and God brings them into the house of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And that being believers in that house of God.
Yes.
You're supposed to reach out.
Amen.
For those souls of men.
Oh, yes.
Bringing in the sheep.
Glory to God.
Glory to his name.
Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. John bear witness of him and cries,
uh-huh.
saying, this was he of whom I spake.
This of whom I spake.
He that cometh after me
uh-huh.
is preferred before me, for he was before me.
He was before me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Let me tell you something. Jesus declared and said, before one jot or one tittle of my word passed,
mm-hmm.
he said, the heavens and the earth would pass away.
Amen.
Glory, meaning one jot, one little dot of the word passed, or one tittle, one little small minute,
mm-hmm.
amen, letter of the word of God passed.
Yes.
The heavens and the earth would pass away.
Amen.
Would pass away. This is why right now, glory to God, I'm striving that much more. Ask God to perfect that concerning me.
Oh, yeah.
Packing up, striving to get ready to meet the King.
Amen.
Amen. A little girl sing the song,
yes.
said, take me to the King.
Yeah.
I'm striving to meet the King.
Glory,
glory, glory.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Striving to meet the King
yes.
in a day of time like this.
Amen.
Amen. These are the last days.
Mm-hmm.
And surely blood is running like water.
Amen.
It's nothing no more for us to hear of people dying on every side. And all the dying is not from the amen, pandemic.
Amen.
Amen. Killing one another.
Yes.
Parents taking children lives.
Jesus.
Amen. Others taking children lives.
Bravo.
Amen. Adults taking other adults' lives.
Amen.
Blood running like water.
Oh, yes.
Killing on every side.
Jesus.
That's a day of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. At a day of time like this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. St. John, the 4th chapter, 10th verse. Jesus answered and said unto her,
uh-huh.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
If thou knewest the gift of God. If you was acquainted tonight, honestly. And knowing about God and his righteousness.
Yes.
His holiness.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. John came baptizing with water. Amen. Unto repentance.
Amen.
Amen. But
yes.
John declared that there was one coming after him.
Mm-hmm.
Whose shoelaces, he said he wasn't worthy to stoop down and unlatch.
Amen.
Talking about Jesus. You and I can't make it in this world without Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God got my attention. As a young man, amen, when I heard the gospel preached in its fullness,
yes.
it wasn't about no theater, it wasn't about no show, it wasn't about no rally. I heard the word of God allowing me to know you must be born again
amen.
Of the water and of the spirit.
Yes,
oh, yeah, baptized, amen, in the water and baptized with the Holy Ghost of fire.
Holy.
Glory to his name. Hallelujah. The word got my attention. Amen. When I found out, amen, that God, he wasn't pleased with me in my life.
Amen.
In sin, ungodliness, and wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
A wretched sinner I was. But God had somebody at the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Broke my heart up. Pricked my to seek the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Converted me. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Change my life. Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
You
can shake hands all day and all night.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But that's not going to change your life.
Amen.
That heart has to be changed.
Boy, yes.
And the only thing going to change that heart is the word.
Boy, yes.
Is the word of God.
Jesus answered, said unto her,
uh-huh.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
And who it is that said to thee,
uh-huh.
Give me to drink.
Give me to drink.
Thou wouldest have asked of him.
You would have asked of him.
And he would have given thee
uh-huh.
living water.
Living water, which symbolizes or represents the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Symbolic to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But people today, they don't want to be involved and receive ye the Spirit of God. They want to become a church goer, a church member. But let me tell you something. You don't want to become a part of the body of Christ. Amen. That's going to fade out. Amen. That's just going to fade out.
Yes.
What makes you a part of the body of Christ is the Spirit of Christ, which is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Talking about a famine for the word of God.
Amen. The woman said unto him.
The woman said unto him.
Sir.
Sir.
Thou hast nothing to draw with.
You have nothing to draw with, sir. You don't have anything to draw. You see, that's the way people are today. They seem to be so curious of trying to know everything and not even getting the exact point.
Yes.
Not getting the exact point what Jesus, amen, was striving to get over to them. People are just like that today. You invite them, amen, to come, amen, be a part of the worship service of God. And they come back saying and relating, amen, I go to church. I don't want to change my membership. You didn't ask them to change your membership. You didn't ask them to come and join no church. You asked them to come, amen, in the worship of God. So you see their name is Christ, but their life is saying something else.
Yes.
But you're related. You're related to them to come to get to know the Lord.
Yes.
In his fullness.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
The woman said unto him,
yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Thou hast nothing to draw with.
You ain't got nothing to draw with.
And the well is deep.
Uh-huh.
From whence then hast thou that living water?
Yes. Where you going to get living water from?
Amen.
Where you going to get living? If Jesus has spoken it,
mm-hmm.
he's able to perform that which he has spoken.
Oh, yes.
If God said it, God will do it.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he will.
Amen.
God will do it.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Amen.
Nicodemus wanted to know how, when Jesus was telling about being born again,
mm-hmm.
Nicodemus, a ruler, preacher, teacher of the Jews at the time, Judaism, and he wanted to know, asked Jesus, said, how can a man be born when he is old?
Yes.
Said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb? Now think about this. Here's a man that was the leader of the Jewish religion at that time. Preacher, a rabbi. But he was asking Jesus, how can a man be born again when he is old? He asked him, said, can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus told him, said, that which is born of flesh is flesh.
Yes.
That which is born of spirit is spirit. As if to say, Nicodemus, if it was virtually possible for man or woman to enter into their mother's womb, to be born all over again as an adult, grown child, grown man, that would only be a flesh and birth.
Well, yes.
He said, that which is born of flesh is flesh. It's only flesh.
Mm-hmm.
But that which is born of spirit is spirit.
Amen.
He said, marvel not, thinking not to be strange.
Yes.
You must be born again.
Amen.
He said, the wind blows where it listens, and thou hearest the sound thereof.
Yes.
So it's everyone that is born of the spirit. Glory be to God. You know where the wind is coming from, but you don't know where it originated from.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God.
Amen.
You don't know, you don't know. But now is the time to get to know God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's coming back for ready people.
Amen.
He's coming back for people that have made themselves ready. Amen. By striving to live according to the word of God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Our late Jerome and Apostle Holmes. Amen. Live. Amen. Down in Alaska. And he had went to visit a church there. Glory to God. And by so doing, being in the service, amen, he's seen that things wasn't what it should be according to the word. Not trying to judge anything. You don't have to judge what you know.
Amen.
And by so doing, he was there for a short span of time in the service. And he, amen, shortly after he left, went home. The pastor of the church called him and began to talk to him and question and ask him, why did he leave? Glory to God. Amen. So he was kind of more or less listening to him, giving a different answer. She kept on asking. Amen. He began to tell her what thus said the Lord
mm-hmm.
about living right.
Yes.
About living holy.
Amen.
Being sanctified.
Yes.
Clean and set apart.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not know what the pastor of that church told him? So don't nobody live like that no more.
Follow.
See what I'm talking about? A famine for the word of God.
Yes.
That's why it left. People having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God was not there.
Follow.
If the leader, the pastor of the church, can come out and tell someone else, another leader, don't nobody live like that no more. Glory to God. This is a sad day in time.
Boy, yes.
Hallelujah. A famine for the word of God.
Amen.
That's what's happening. People are not preaching the word
mm-hmm.
for the saving of souls.
Yes, Lord.
They're not teaching the word
mm-hmm.
for the saving and the healing of souls. They're not preaching the word, amen, for the comfort of the heart and the minds of souls of men.
Yes.
People, amen, going to church, leaving church buildings, yet with suicidal thoughts in their mind and in their hearts. Glory to God. But the word of God
mm-hmm.
will drive that demon out.
Yes.
The word of God will, amen, bind that unclean spirit.
Amen.
The word of God
yes,
will loose the bound and set the captive free.
Amen.
A famine for the word of God.
Oh, yes.
Come on, tell God, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Oh, listen.
Are thou greater than our father Jacob?
Are you greater than our father Jacob?
Which the well?
Which gave us the well. This is where people are right now. Well, this is where they are right now. Amen. You is that preacher greater than that one? That prophet greater than that one? That evangelist greater than that one? Listen to me. It ain't all about the prophet, the preacher, and the evangelist. Them in that behalf of themselves.
Amen.
No. It's about Jesus.
Yes.
It's about Jesus.
Amen.
This ain't no competition situation.
No.
This ain't no contest of preaching this way, preaching that way.
Amen.
In my preaching and delivering the word of God, I'm delivering myself.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
It was God that called me.
Amen.
Glory to his name. This ain't no contest for me.
Amen.
Hallelujah, God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. And always been taught, whatever you do, do it like it's your last time.
Amen.
Because one time, it's surely going to be your last time.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God. Uh-huh.
Are thou greater than our father Jacob?
Come on, mother.
Which gave us a well.
A famine for the word of God.
And drank thereof himself.
Are you greater than him? Call her thinking. Call her thoughts. Come on, mother.
And his children?
Yes.
And his cattle?
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said unto her. Whosoever drinketh of this water.
Whosoever drinketh of this water
shall thirst again.
They're going to thirst again.
Amen.
They're going to thirst again.
Yes.
Come on, tell God thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
They're going to thirst again.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him.
Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him.
Shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him
uh-huh.
shall be in him.
Shall be in him.
A well of water.
A well of water.
Bring it up into everlasting life.
Bring it up into everlasting life. Here yeah. we go again, symbolic, talking about the water representing the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The water representing the Spirit of God.
Glory to God.
Amen. But listen, listen what took place. Come on.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Listen what took place.
St. John, the 6th chapter, the 63rd verse. It is the spirit that quickens.
Uh-huh.
The flesh profit nothing.
It's the spirit that quickens. The flesh profit nothing. That's why this ain't no contest.
Amen.
That's why this ain't no waste rally.
No.
Glory be to God. This is judgment work.
Yes, it is.
Judgment work.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
It is the spirit that quickens.
Yes.
The flesh profit nothing.
The flesh profited nothing.
The words that I speak unto you.
Uh-huh.
They are spirit.
The words Jesus said I speak unto you. They are spirit.
And they are life.
The word of God is life.
Oh, yeah.
The word of God is life. That word is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus said, I am the true vine.
Mm-hmm.
My father's the husbandman.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
I'm the true vine.
Glory
to his name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus declared the more and said, I am the way,
mm-hmm.
the truth, and the life.
Oh, yeah.
Life is in Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Life is in the word because the word is Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
A famine for the word of God. People have stopped preaching Jesus.
Hello.
Come on, mother.
But there are some of you
uh-huh.
that believe not.
There are some of you that believe not. Some of you that, amen, that's on this line tonight that don't believe. You fail to believe because you don't see this happening. See that happen. But I dare you tonight to try Jesus.
Amen.
Try it for yourself.
Yes, Lord.
I dare you tonight to try the whole heart. And I'm not talking about going to church, shaking nobody's hand. You can get the right hand of fellowship, but get the Holy Ghost first.
Amen.
Glory be to God. You can always get the right hand of fellowship, but get to know Jesus first.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, mother.
But there are some of you that believe not.
Uh-huh.
For Jesus knew from the beginning.
Jesus knew from the beginning.
Who they were that believed not.
He knew who they were. That they believe not. He knew. He knew.
Yes.
God knows tonight.
Amen.
Those that don't believe tonight, even after hearing the word of God, there's some that still don't believe.
My Lord.
They're still not willing to trust the word of God.
Okay.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. They're still not willing to yield or commit to the way of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
I want to relate something to you tonight. If Paul the apostle, amen, when his name was Saul, had to believe and trusted God for the saving of his soul before he met Christ on the Damascus Road, he would not have to had to go through what he went through, amen, to find Christ. Amen.
Amen.
The light that shone from heaven outshone the sun in the heat of the day caused Saul to fall to the ground.
Oh, yeah.
And to cry out, who art thou, Lord? And Jesus told, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. Who am I persecuting? That's who I am. Glory to God. And when he did that, Saul began to ask himself, Lord, what would you have me to do?
Amen.
That's what some of tonight need to ask the Lord. Lord, I hear your word tonight. I hear the gospel being preached. What would you have me to do? Amen. Acts 3:19 said, repent.
Yes.
And be converted. That your sins may be blotted out.
Amen.
That when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord,
oh, yes.
That's a time of refreshing, time of renewing,
mm-hmm.
that shall come from the presence of the Lord.
Oh, yes.
We sing a song that can't nobody do but like Jesus.
Amen.
When Jesus come on board, you'll be able to sing that song.
Thank you, Jesus.
Can't nobody do me like Jesus.
Amen.
Can't nobody do me like the Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
But listen, people are always so curious. Come on.
But there are some of you that believe not.
But there are some of you that believe not.
But Jesus knew from the beginning.
Uh-huh.
Who they were that believed not.
Jesus knew from the beginning. To them that believe not.
And who shall betray him.
And who shall betray him.
And he said.
Uh-huh.
Therefore said I unto you.
Yes.
That no man cannot. Can come unto me.
And no man can come unto me.
Except it were given unto him of my Father.
Except it was given unto him of my Father.
Amen.
You got the invitation tonight.
Yes, Lord.
You got the invitation tonight. Amen. The Bible tells us, that, amen, Matthew 11:28, say, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden,
mm-hmm.
and I'll give you rest. A worldwide, universal invitation. Amen. You can come tonight. You can come. God has given you the call to come.
Yes.
He's giving you that call to come unto him. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke. Yoke is abundant connection. Upon you. And learn of me. He said, my yoke is easy. and my burden is light.
Amen.
People are heavy and despondent and depressed and oppressed because of sin. Sin has them bowed down and bowed over. Sin has them, amen, full of anxiety. Amen, not knowing whether they're going or coming. Are you not tired of that tonight? Are you not tired of being used like a tool by the devil? Are you not tired tonight, amen, going about, amen, obeying, amen, evil and wickedness? The Bible tells us, in other words, to whomsoever you yield your members to obey, that's whom you're serving to.
Amen.
So if you're caught up in adultery, you're caught up in the alcohol and the drug scene, you're caught up in the whoremongering and fornication, you're caught up in the number running, the lottery and all of this. Amen.
Amen.
You're caught up in all of these things. Glory to God. Amen. You need to know Jesus in a day and a time like this. There's not going to be no excuse. There's not going to be no time, amen, for you to get it fixed when the Lord cracked the sky. Stop in midair in the crowd. Glory be to God.
Amen.
The Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection.
Well, yeah.
Amen. The first resurrection of those that have gone to sleep in Christ. Amen. They're going to rise and get up. Amen. And those that are alive and remaining and those that are sleeping in Christ going to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air together. But then the Bible tells us, blessed are they that have part in the first resurrection. But because the second resurrection, it doesn't have any power.
Amen.
What are you talking about, preacher? Yes. The wicked dead, that's the second resurrection. They going to get up. They're getting up, but they're not going up. They're getting up to be judged of the Lord. Glory to God. They're getting up to be judged of the Lord. Tonight we're talking about a famine for the word of God. Won't you give God a chance? Somebody said, I already know him. Amen. Think of what the prophet Isaiah said. Think about it, honestly, what he said. Isaiah 6, 53 and 6 says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he's near. Jesus. Jesus, the Bible said in the book of Romans 10, 13, to whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But then Isaiah the prophet said, so the Lord said through him, said, let the wicked forsake his way. And the unrighteous man, his thought.
Oh, yeah.
The wicked is those that don't even profess to know Christ in no sense. The unrighteous man is the one going to church, but a hypocrite and a liar, and still doing the same thing. They admitted the same things that he was doing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's the unrighteous man.
Amen.
Let the wicked forsake his way.
Oh, yeah.
And the unrighteous man, his thoughts.
Amen.
And then the Lord said, let him return unto the Lord. He will have mercy and will abundantly pardon.
Oh, yeah.
Why not get to know God tonight in the pardon of your sin?
Amen.
Why not draw nigh unto the Lord when you say, you know, why not draw nearer to him? He said, you draw nigh to me, I'll draw nigh to you. In other words, you draw closer to me, I'll draw closer to you.
Yeah.
Glory to God. Where did you stand off and point fingers? You stand off. Amen. With the beam in your eye and not striving to make it right with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In that day, amen, there will be no excuse. The Bible said every knee shall bow.
Amen.
And every tongue shall confess. Going to have to give an account of the deeds done unto your body.
Amen.
Whether they be good or bad. Think about it. Think about it tonight. Amen. Where those that are, what's named the name of Christ is, amen, carried the gospel plow and started looking back and then went back. Amen. God's talking to you too. Glory to God. The Bible said he that put his hand to the gospel plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom.
Amen.
Glory be to God. God is having mercy on you tonight. God has been merciful to you tonight. He's, amen, even like unto the prodigal son. His, he's standing there with his arms outstretched.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And said, come on home. Coming home. Come on home.
Amen.
Come on home. This is the time now to give God a chance.
Oh, yeah.
Because after a while, God going to seal the preachers up. The ministers, the prophets, the evangelists, all in all. He's going to seal them up.
Yes.
Have them stop preaching. And that goes to show you that's coming at time. And we're going to be showing up close to the time of the Lord's coming.
Amen.
No, I didn't sit here to tell you, amen, that I know the time of God's coming. I didn't tell you that. But the word of God stopped being preached altogether. It's already shorted. Wickedness is seeming to take them. The Bible said, because iniquity shall abound, the love of men shall wax cold.
Amen.
What do you think it would be like? Can you only imagine what it would be like? God sealed the preachers up. No more mercy. Mm. No more grace.
My Lord, my Lord.
Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. It's nearing judgment time. Mm. We'll surely be nearing judgment time.
Mm.
God bless you tonight. Amen. Maybe there's one before we yield the service. Maybe there's one tonight. Amen. They want to get to know the Lord. Amen. And the pardon of your sin.
Amen.
Amen. You don't know him, but you're earnest. You're starting to be earnest and sincere.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to get to know him. That's only, that's majorly what God deals with. Somebody that's going to be honest. Strive to be honest. And acknowledge, Lord, I'm a sinner, but I want to be saved.
Yes.
Lord, I'm a sinner, but I want to be saved.
Amen.
Backslider. In other words, you got opportunity now to come on back home.
Oh, yeah. Jesus.
You got the very opportunity right now to return back unto God the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. While the blood's running warm in your face. Is that one tonight? Is that one? Amen. Tonight, after hearing the word of God, and you want to yield or give your life unto Christ, you can mash star 6 and come over on this side.
Amen.
Mash star 6 and come over on this side.
Yes. Oh, Jesus.
Amen. State your name. Amen. Make it known what you want, a desire. And we'll pray for you. Pray
Amen.
With you. This is the time and opportunity now. God loves you, but God hates sin. Sin is not going in to God's kingdom.
Amen.
It's not going in. This is your opportunity now.
Yes, Lord.
Think about it. The Lord may not pass this way no more for you. He may not pass this way no more for you. This may or can be your last time. Opportunity to receive Christ. Will there be one tonight? Will there be one? Glory to God. Will there be one? If so, once again, you can match star 6 and come over on the Lord's side. Glory to God. Will you come? Will you also come? Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Would that be one to come for special prayer? If so, you can match star 6 and come over likewise. Special prayer at this time. You can come for special prayer. Healing, deliverance, you can come. All you got to do is match star 6 and come over. Anyone for special prayer at this time? Glory to God. It's like an unto when the older church mothers used to said years ago, well, you don't want to come for prayer. You come pray for me. Come pray for me. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for every soul that has been on the side of our voice room tonight. We know your word is a lamp unto our feet and light unto our path. Lord, we pray that you reach out right now, touch every soul, those that desire to come, but shame, embarrassed to make a commitment. Have mercy right now. Backsliders that, amen, desire to come back, but yet allow pride to block their path. Have mercy tonight, Lord. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. For we're looking to you and we're trusting, but we're calling upon you because we know you got the power, and you said whatsoever we ask in your name. Hallelujah, Father, you said you would do it. Have mercy right now, God. Have mercy, Father. Have mercy. Look upon the souls tonight that may be sick and afflicted, striving to stand in the gap from some family member, some loved one. Have mercy right now, God. Oh, God, rebuke the affliction, the pain, and the misery. Catch Satan works out, destroy the works of the devil. Don't allow them to have no dominion over your people. You declare and say, behold, all souls are mine. As the soul of the Father, also the soul of the Son is mine. But the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Every soul belongs to you, God. Have mercy. Have mercy. Touch, heal, and deliver. Heal the mind from those dark places, oh God. From the eclipse of their mind and their hearts. Heal their hearts, oh God, from the stoniness. Oh God, in these last and evil days. You only can do it and work it out and fix that.
Yes.
Do it, Lord. Do it for your name's sake, Father. In the name of Jesus. 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 Do it for righteousness' sake, oh God. Do it for holiness' sake, Lord. Prove yourself, Lord. Show yourself mighty, my God. Lord, thy will and thy way. Father, you promised us that your word would not go out and return to thee void, but accomplish that and put you see it.
Yes.
Have mercy right now, Lord. Have mercy, oh God.
Mercy.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
in your name tonight. Touch and deliver, oh God.
Yes.
Set free, Father. In the name of Jesus. Rebuke cancer. High blood pressure. Rebuke, God. Upright and rheumatism. Rebuke it, my God. Cast it out. Send it back to the pit. You declared in your word, what shall we bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. What shall we loose on earth shall be loose in heaven. Right now, we loose the souls of men from the affliction. We loose the demon of cancer. We loose that demon of high blood pressure. We cast it out and send it back to the pit. Glory be to God. You said you was wounded for our transgressions. You bruised for our iniquity.
Yes,
you declared and said the chastisement of our peace was upon you. Oh, God, you said with your stripes, we are healed. We are healed. We are healed. We are
healed.
Rebuke that demon of suicide. Cast that away from the soul.
Right now, oh God.
Satan, the Lord, rebuke him. We ban that unclean spirit. We denounce it.
In the name,
we decree it, oh God. We ask of thee, God. We demand it in the name, command it in the name of Jesus. We command it according to your word. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That troubled mind tonight, let him walk away with peace. That troubled heart tonight. Oh God, we pray that you lift the burden.
Yes, Lord.
Lift the burden until they yield and say, Lord, I can't hold out. I can't hold out any longer. I yield unto your God. Glory be to God. And Father, allow that soul tonight that was ashamed. It didn't want to come and maybe even speak that name. Help them to realize, oh God, that you declared and said, if you be ashamed of me before this sinful and adulterous generation, that you will be ashamed of them before your Father, which is in heaven. Have mercy tonight, oh God. Have mercy right now. Look on the children today, God. Look on the children. In that anxiety situation they're enduring, having to go to school, the situations of that mind. Glory be to God. Ease the pain of the sorrow. You said, suffer more children to come unto you, for such is the kingdom of heaven, Lord. Have mercy right now. Remember the young people, the children. Have mercy right now, oh God. Oh, God, we pray a special blessing upon the night tonight. Touch, strengthen her, encourage your heart,
yes,
to continue to sing to the glory and honor of God,
yes,
until souls fall out unto repentance. In Jesus' name, we know you're able to do it.
Yes,
fix
Father.
It. Work it out.
Yes, Father.
Father, we deliver it into your hands. We commend it unto thee, O God.
Yes,
we ask for these and all blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank God.
Thank you.
God bless you tonight.
Glory to God. Oh, Shema. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People of God, we just want to open the lines. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's open the lines and give God a praise on tonight. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah,
God.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Participants are muted, and they can unmute
Glory
themselves.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. For God, we want you to stay right there in that praise on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Stay right there in the praise. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because God is doing something. Hallelujah. He's doing something right. Oh,
yes.
He's doing it right now. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, God. He's doing it right now. Glory to God. And it's in the praise. Hallelujah. You receive this word, and it's in the praise. Glory be
hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we want you to stay.
Thank
you, God, right there in the praise on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just stay right there. Right there. Right there. Hallelujah. Because the Lord will visit someone tonight. Glory to God. There's a divine visitation on the line tonight. Glory to God. The Lord will visit you on tonight. Hey. Woo, God,
thank
God.
You.
Glory to God. We just thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank God for you, Bishop Marshall. Thank God for you, man of God. Glory to God. We thank God for this word on tonight. We thank God for the divine, glory be to God, will of God being done on tonight. This night, glory be to God. This night, glory to God. Hallelujah, bringing us, amen, bring us bread and bringing us water, glory be to God, because as the man of God has declared, amen, there's a famine for the word of God, but we thank God on tonight, glory be to God, that we have received, we have heard the word, glory be to God, and I tell you, man of God, I just believe on this line tonight, glory be to God, somebody have made up their mind, they have made their minds, glory be to God, hallelujah, that they will not be like,
amen.
They will not be like, glory be to God, hallelujah, and they're pulling, glory be to God, they're pulling on God, hallelujah, even now, glory, hallelujah, woo, glory, hallelujah, woo, God, thank you, head, woo, kaya, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Glory to God, but hallelujah, for the Lord is nigh unto us tonight. The Lord is nigh unto us right now. Glory be to God. Right now, he's nigh unto us. His spirit, his presence, glory to God, is so nigh unto us right now. Glory be to God. Amen. So, man of God, we thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. People of God, listen. We just want to let you know you can get a copy of the broadcast. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. We want you to stay in the praise now. We want you to stay right there in the praise. Stay right there. Amen, Jesus, because the Lord is going to usher you on in. Glory be to God. There's a blessing, amen, for someone on tonight. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. While we give our closing remarks, we want you to remain in the praise. Amen. Glory be to God. But you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight, people of God. Amen. You can simply text on tonight, 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, for our international listeners, Glory to God. You can certainly receive a copy of the broadcast on tonight as well. You can text us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp, amen, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. Amen. Glory be to God. And man of God, we just want to bless you on tonight. Glory be to God right here, right yabo shambo. God, thank you. Glory to God right here while the Spirit of the Lord is yet moving. Glory be to God. We pray that the Lord will bless you now in his pride. Glory to God. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray, glory be to God, that he will cause his face to shine upon you. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray on tonight, glory be to God, that he will restore the virtue unto you. Glory to God, that he will strengthen you in this hour, not only in this hour, glory to God, but even for the days to come. Glory to God, as you will minister, glory to God, this word unto the people of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray that he will fill you. Glory to God. He will fill you even the more in the precious name of Jesus. May he cause his face to shine upon you in great measure in the name of Jesus. May his glory rest upon you. May his glory cover you in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you now. Glory to God. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you've done in this hour. Glory to God. We pray for tonight that he will bless your ministry. Glory to God, that he will bless even your family, and that the blood covering of Jesus would cover you, Doctor, going out in your kingdom from this time forth and even forevermore. Glory be to God. And we decree it so. Glory. We decree it so on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory to God, every heart on. Hallelujah. Glory to God, every heart on the night say amen, amen, people of God, amen. Glory to God, and men of God, we're going to turn it back over to you on tonight, amen, for amen, final remarks. Glory to God, I just, man of God, I'm telling you, there's a blessing, there's a precious blessing on this line tonight. Glory be to God, and we just thank God for it, and thank God again for you, man of God, and at this time, we're going to release the line back unto you, man of God. God bless you. We love you, and thank you so much.
God bless you, Vance Bradley, and everyone that's on the line tonight. We're so grateful for that which God has done. Thank God most of all for his word tonight, his anointing. Mm-hmm. We can do nothing without Christ in our life. Mm-hmm. Amen, except we abide in the vine. We can't do nothing of ourselves. And I'm grateful tonight. And to every soul that's on the side of our voice tonight, why not? Why not give God a chance? Why not draw nearer, closer? Why not seek the face of God now while he may be found? Amen. This is the day and the time now. Amen. We can seek him. We all oftentimes quote the scripture, men ought to always pray and not to faint. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Amen. But at the same time, God wants us to glorify him. God wants us to thank him. He said in all things to give thanks. And so we're grateful once again, thanking God for opportunity to come and be amen here on PNN with Evangelist Bradley and the advisors and all of you. We're so grateful for that which God is doing. Amen. We desire your prayers that you ever pray for us, that, amen, that we would be all God would have us to be in these last days. Yeah. God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. We're going to yield the service back into the hand of Evangelist Bradley. Amen. For a last end and closing. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Again, God bless you again, Pastor Marshall, Bishop Marshall. Amen. Mother Marshall, God bless you. We love you all so much. We appreciate you so much. Amen. And at this time, people of God, we're going to open the lines again. Amen, Jesus. Because I'm telling you, people of God, I'm telling you, God is doing something in this hour. Glory be to God. We got to feel it and feel it. Feel it in our spirit, in our very soul. Amen. On tonight. So, amen. We're going to open the line one more time. Glory be to God. Amen. And we want you to press. Glory to God. We want you to give God your best praise. Glory to God. Before you get off the line on tonight, glory be to God and receive. Amen. what God has for you on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Come on and lift those voices, people of God.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. 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 Thank you,
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You just raised him right there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Tomorrow night. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healing in your name, Jesus.
Jesus,
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
God, hallelujah, people of God, we want you to stay right there in the praise zone tonight. Glory be to God, but tonight, glory be to God, the Lord has begun a work, glory to God, in so many of your lives on tonight, amen. Glory be to God, and there are seekers on tonight. There are those on tonight on the line, glory be to God, amen. Jesus, glory to God, the Lord is moving upon you right now. Glory be to God, there are those on the line tonight that are seeking for the precious gift of the Holy Ghost on tonight. You're seeking on tonight, glory be to God, amen, and we thank God for you on tonight, glory be to God, amen, glory to God, but we wanted to go ahead and put this out there, people of God, amen, that on Thursday night, amen, Jesus, on Thursday night, glory be to God, those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, we want you to come back on the line, amen. Glory be to God. We're going to have Terry service on the line on Thursday night. Terry service on the line. Amen. On Thursday night. Glory be to God. Those of you that are seeking glory. How y'all? Woo, glory to God. Those of you that are seeking, glory be to God. We want you to turn your plate down. Turn your plate down tomorrow. Amen. In fasting, amen. Glory be to God. Turn your plate down tomorrow. Amen. If you can do a half a day, if you can do the full day, amen, all day. Glory to God. Wednesday up until Thursday, glory to God. Or if you just go all day Thursday, however long the Lord leads you. Glory be to God. But on Thursday night, glory to God, hallelujah, we're going to have tarry service. And for those, amen, Jesus, that are seeking, amen, for the pressure, hallelujah, glory to God. For those that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, amen, glory to God, we're going to tarry with you. We're going to tarry with you, glory to God, amen. Even we want you to come back on the line, amen, tomorrow night, glory to God, because listen, people of God, it's so nigh. Amen. It's so nigh. I felt it. Glory to God. Didn't know which way God would be taking us on tonight. Glory to God. But I knew that the presence of the Lord. Ha! Woo! Glory to God. I knew that the presence of the Lord. Amen. Is here. Hallelujah. Rested upon you on tonight. Glory be to God. So we thank God for you. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. On tonight. Glory be to God. We want to, amen, unmute the line. Glory be to God. If there was anyone, amen, glory be to God. We know that everybody was going forth on tonight, amen, Jesus, but we wanted to mute the line so that you would hear, glory be to God, what we're doing, amen, glory be to God. But we're going to open the line again, glory to God, amen. If God has moved upon someone on tonight, glory be to God, we couldn't hear it in the midst of the praise, but we're going to open the line, amen, to tell us what God has done for you on tonight. Now, again, listen to the instructions, amen. So tomorrow night, those of you that are seeking for the Holy Ghost, amen, turn your plate down, amen. Go into the Lord, talk to the Lord, pray, amen, Jesus. Even if you have to work, we want you to be prayerful in your spirit, amen. Glory be to God. Be prayerful, amen, and sanctify yourself. Get your mind ready. Get your heart ready, amen. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost, ha! Woo! Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you, people of God, he is nigh unto you. Glory be to God. So turn your plate down. Glory to God. We just don't know what he's going to do on tomorrow night. We just don't know. Glory be to God, because I'm telling you, he has begun to work, amen, on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So turn your plate down. Amen. Come back tomorrow ready. Amen, Jesus. And on Thursday night, people of God, amen, Thursday night, glory to God, we're going to have tarry service right here on the line, calling on the name of Jesus, calling on the name of Jesus. Glory be to God, calling on the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We just believe God by faith. Hallelujah, that God is going to do it. We believe, glory to God, hallelujah, for the saving of the soul, for the filling, glory to God, of the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Glory be to God. So on tonight, amen, glory to God, we wanted to give you those instructions. Amen. Glory be to God. So we're going to open the line one more time. Amen.
All participants are unmuted.
Don't know, amen, if the Lord has done something, the Lord has done something. Glory be to God.
Glory be to God.
Amen. The Lord is
amen.
The Lord is amen. Tonight, Lord God, you can come forth and let us.
You can
press star six. Press star six. Amen. Let us know,
amen,
what the Lord has done for you on tonight.
Press
star six. Glory to God. Thank you.
Glory to God. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Glory
amen.
To God.
We are just thank God for what he's done tonight.
Thank God for what he's done tonight.
We glorify him. Truly, he's done a great
work. Him. Truly, he's done a great work.
And we thank Bishop Mark. Mother Mark, thank God for you all.
Thank God for you all.
Amen. We want you to come on back and be with us.
Come on back and be with us.
Amen. Glory be to God in particular on Thursday.
Be
with us. Amen, Jesus, for these speakers to speak that are on the line. They're on the line. They're on the line. Amen. They're ready for God. Yes. But God bless you. Thank each and every one of you for holding the line. Amen. Why God did what he was doing. Time, I know we close. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to ask you this. Amen. Amen. I think that may be it on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Bishop, are you there?
Yes. God bless you.
Yes, sir. Glory be to God. We just wanted to know if you wanted to say anything. Amen. Glory to God. There are some seekers on the line tonight. If you, amen, wanted to say anything to them, amen, before we close the line, amen, on tonight again.
Praise the Lord. God bless you once again, Evangelist Bradley. We are so grateful and thank God for the movement of God's Spirit. And we say to the souls in that behalf, keep reaching out. And as you reach out, believe God. Believe the Bible said, the words confess with thy mouth, believe in thy heart, and thou shalt be saved. If you believe God, you trust in God, God will work it out. And he'll prove himself and manifest himself. We encourage you to keep praying and keep reaching out. God is willing to deliver you. He said, he that cometh to him, he will in no wise cast him out. This is your chance. This is your opportunity to allow the Lord to come into your life. God bless you, Evangelist, tonight. God bless
you. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. All consider tonight, people of God. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Tell somebody about the line. Bring somebody, amen, that others can be blessed. Perhaps there's others on tonight that are seeking the Lord. Amen. Glory to be God. And we just believe by faith, amen, that it's already done. We love you, people of God. Whose network, we look to see you on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.